This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
This, we've got Sarah Grace Williams, who's a conductor. Welcome to the show, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you. Now, Sarah, before we go into the show that you're doing at the moment, we'd like to have a bit of a background on you, actually, Sarah, if that's all right. Just get a bit of background. How you got started in music conducting, and where your sort of love for music and the arts came about from. So how did you get? When did you start, I suppose, with music? Where did you play an instrument?
Oh, wow. Yeah. Like, have we got all day? No. I pretty much came out of the womb, basically. I don't know a day that I didn't have music in my life. So I played music my whole life.
Yep.
And I played mainly piano and clarinet growing up. And then I started some string instruments and some other instruments. And then I did my undergraduate degree in performing.
Yep.
But then I moved to Russia. And that's where I did my master's in conducting and started going down that trail. And, yeah, so I lived over there for a while studying. I
have to ask, why Russia? Yeah, exactly.
Who goes there? Because, unfortunately, at the time, there really wasn't any kind of avenue to pursue conducting studies in this country at that kind of level. And I just connected with someone, another conductor who I admire greatly, who was a mentor of mine, and he said, look, you need to study with who I studied with, and he lives in Novosibirsk, which happens to be in the middle of Siberia.
Oh, wow.
That's where I went. When I was 22, I went off to Siberia by myself. Mum was very impressed.
So you sent yourself off to Siberia. Wow.
Yeah, normally that's where they sent you if you're a naughty person. Were you a naughty girl growing up, were you?
I tell you what, I must admit, I got there and I went, I swear my mum threatened to send me here my whole life. So I went to Siberia.
Sarah, how did you get on language-wise?
I thought, you know, I'll learn basic Russian before I go, and I did. I did a couple of Russian courses and learnt some stuff which I thought would get me by, and then I got there and realised no one, absolutely no one spoke English at all, so basic Russian wasn't going to get me anywhere, and just through the fact that I had no choice, I had to learn Russian very quickly, and it came flooding in because I had no choice.
Yeah.
You know, that and combined with the cold made for a really interesting few years of my life.
Absolutely. And so what happened after there? Where did you move to?
Yeah, so I came back to Australia, and I was actually planning to come home and basically pack up all my stuff and go back.
Right.
But interestingly, it's a really corny moment, actually. I'm from Sydney, and I was flying back into Sydney after 3 years in Siberia, and had the perfect flight path. And I actually had one of those, I still call Australia home moments, but flying over the Opera House and the Sydney Harbour Bridge, I had that perfect blue sky. Yeah. And Neil went, and I thought, you know what, I'm young enough, because I was only, I think I was 23 or 24 when I came home. I thought, I don't need to pack up and go. I can give it a go in this country, because there's not a lot of work in this country for conductors.
Yeah.
So originally I was going to go, but I thought, no, I'm going to stay here and give it a crack. And so, and that moment, I was just like, it's so beautiful. Basically, that was what made me stay. And then I had some really lucky, fortunate engagements here in Australia. I've been lucky to work with a number of the professional orchestras around our country, and I was given a position with Queensland Symphony on staff there. And then I actually got given awarded a Churchill Fellowship, and went back overseas to do a bit more study.
Oh, excellent.
But then came back, and I formed the Metropolitan Orchestra, which is during this tour, and which I've been the artistic director of for 12 years now.
Fantastic. That's great. Now, what is this show? It's a movie that I think, I don't know.
Well, I've heard about this movie somewhere.
Has anyone been to see Raiders of the Lost Ark? You know, like, what?
Right. So we're doing this amazing stuff this year, which is so incredible after COVID. I'm back in lockdown right now, but let's not talk about that. after the whole last year of having no concerts, to be able to do these film concerts and with a score written by John Williams. So, you know, Indiana Jones, Raiders of the Lost Ark, 40th anniversary since it came out. Such an epic score written by John Williams. Amazing. We just did Jurassic Park in Sydney 2 months ago and, you know, had a sellout crowd. You know, we had 5,000 in the audience.
Whoa.
It was incredible to be able to do that after, you know, after COVID, after not being able to do anything. And to be able to do Indiana Jones, it is so incredible. It's such amazing music. But I've got to tell you, combining, if you like, you know, if anyone that likes that movie, even remotely, and likes orchestras, even remotely, put those two things together, your mind's going to be blown.
Wow.
Because to actually have, you know, to have a 40-foot screen there, and then so you've got the action there, but then having the music happening live underneath the entire time played live with the film is a really special and unique experience. And it to watch all that artistry get married, but in real life, is really quite incredible. And it works so well. We end up having to turn the lights on during the credits on the orchestra, almost to remind people, hey, there's a real live orchestra here. It's so seamless and perfect.
Yeah.
You've got to actually do creative things to remind people they're really there. 85 musicians under the screen.
Wow. And Sarah, the Raiders of the Lost Ark, the music is, as you said, it's John Williams. But it's so well known, isn't it? You know, like, we all know, we can all hum along, can't we?
Absolutely. I've got to tell you, so at the end of Jurassic Park, when we finished that film, we knew we were going to do this tour.
Yep.
And so as a bit of an encore, normally after these film, you know, movies, like any movie, the credits run and you leave the theatre.
Yep.
I kind of turned around the audience, I said, you know, indicated we've got something little to show them, a little treat, and because we're doing a bit of a spoiler for, you know, for this upcoming tour. And all we started, we went, dun, diggadum, dun, diggadum, bum, ba da bum, and the whole audience lost themselves because, as I said, everyone knows it.
Yep.
And, you know, so much excitement. He's an incredible composer, so to be able to bring it to life and bring it to life the way he what he wrote it for, not just in concert form, but with the movie, is pretty spectacular.
Yeah. And do you dress as Indiana Jones? Is that what you?
No, but now you've said it.
I can imagine walking out with a whip and the hat. And
you know what? I tell you what, I have done it. Where I did a film concert last year where I was dressed as Elsa. So I have done dress up as the film character, but no, not this one.
Yeah, like the orchestra could like it if you come out with a whip. And, you know, like, it could be fun for them.
They play pretty well, I reckon.
So... Where and when's it on and where is it on? Yeah, because you need a lot of space, don't you?
Yeah, so we're at the plenary. Oh, my goodness, and I can't even remember the date because
I've got... I've got the date. I thought, I'd throw it at you, but it's Saturday the 14th of August.
Then we're in Sydney on the 21st, that's right.
Yep.
So I didn't want to get that wrong, but no, we're at the plenary, which is a fantastic venue.
Yep. And which is huge because you can have the big screen and with the orchestra in front of it. That's the lovely aspect of it. And if people are a little bit confusing, where's the planetary? It's next to Jeff Shed, the exhibition buildings.
Yeah,
so it's right in that precinct there. So that's where it is.
Right.
It's used a lot for a lot of arts stuff these days. So it's a perfect place for it. It really will work well.
Yeah, I think it really will. I actually really love that venue.
Yeah, fantastic. All right, well, Raiders of the Lost Ark, here we go. Yeah, and I mean to say, Sarah, that is one of those films. It just keeps on getting talked about all the time, and people still watch it. You know, like I've got nephews 13, 10, and 9, and I've watched it probably four times with them, the movie.
That's absolutely right, and I'm about to watch it with my daughter because... I thought Jurassic Park was a bit too scary to take her to. She's only 7. But this one has just got spiders and snakes and stuff, so she'll be okay with that. But absolutely, it's become such a classic. And then when we had the opportunity to view this, we just thought, oh, this is a winner.
Yep.
Everyone that knows it would love to come, and they know that they can bring the next generation who hasn't
absolutely
been it yet, bring them, and they will connect with it and love it too.
Yeah, and I love it. You mentioned snakes. He's Indiana Jones is frightened of snakes, and he gets dropped into a pit of snakes. He says, "I'm frightened of snakes." That's a great line. Yeah.
That whole scene freaked me out so much as a child.
I was
only saying to someone this afternoon, I used to watch that movie all the time as a child, and I thought, you know, if you ever told me when I was a child, you know, one day, this music, you're going to conduct it to the movie, it's one of those surreal moments where you think, no, I really never thought I was going to do this, but here we are.
There you go. So Raiders of the Lost Ark in concert. With how many piece orchestra, Sarah, you did say?
So it's an 80-piece orchestra.
80-piece, wow. Yeah. What's that?
I was just going to say, which on its own is a really impressive thing at the moment, because coming out of COVID where we had nothing, so much of our programming in the orchestral world right now is we have to be quite conservative to change at the last minute with any kind of COVID restriction coming in. Yeah. So we, generally speaking, being quite conservative with our programming and playing with small orchestras, to come out with such a huge orchestra, people, you know, if you want a great night out and see something spectacular, this is it.
Yep. And it's happening on Saturday the 14th of August at the... You did know where it was on at. Where is it?
Plenary.
That's it.
The Plenary.
Right. Okay, Sarah, lovely chatting with you, and we'll see you...
Thank you.
You know, like chasing Indiana Jones over the rocks.
Brilliant. Great to chat.
Thanks so much, Sarah. We've been talking to Sarah Grace Williams here on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.